ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I wonder how long you've had your computer. Do you hang on to your home PC or laptop for years, or do you feel the need to keep up with the latest tech and software? It's becoming a case now that you can't hold out too long because with the arrival of artificial intelligence, AI processing, it's driving a big wave of upgrades. To discuss this and other critical tech matters, we welcome once again Peter Marks, software developer and technology commentator from Access Informatics. Peter, good evening.
Good evening, Philip. Good to talk to you.
Just before we talk about AI, there's been a few developments, hasn't there, in the last day or so about this X matter where the media, social media company formerly known as Twitter has been ordered by the Australian government to take down violent videos, particularly of the assaults over the last weekend or so. Now, they've even been hit with a court injunction, which was granted late yesterday.
Yes.
What's the latest on this?
Yes, Australia's eSafety Commissioner ordered social media sites to remove the graphic footage from last week's Sydney church stabbing. Now, we do this in Australia because we feel that sharing video of terrorist acts may be bad not only for social cohesion, but it also potentially encourages other people to copy them to get similar publicity. Now, X, formerly known as Twitter, did geo-block the video in Australia, but the eSafety Commissioner felt that wasn't enough because Australians could still access it through other means like VPNs. So they were ordered to take it down globally. The eSafety Commissioner basically argues that if it's anywhere, Australians will be able to access this. As you said, last night in the court upheld the global order, and Musk says, the owner of X, said that he's been threatened with fines of up to $785,000 a day if the videos are not removed. He's also been tweeting, whatever it's called now. He posted comments mocking Australia's Prime Minister and the eSafety Commissioner and basically portraying them as trying to censor the truth on a site and arguing that Australia shouldn't make rules about the whole world. And I could kind of see a bit of a point there. The point has been made, though, that that removing the video doesn't prevent free discussion. So he's claiming that it's, you know, some sort of censorship, but really it's just removing the graphic part of it. Other social media sites, including those of Meta, quickly moved. Apparently they moved within an hour to comply with the order. So really he's the one standing out. And I think he's going to bring a lot of trouble for himself through this sort of thing.
He will if he hangs out, because the law is the law, and he'll find he, surprisingly, might be news to him, is subject to it, at least in this market anyway.
Yeah, and that's his complaint, I think, is that we're trying to make it work globally, not just in Australia. But look, the internet is a global thing.
Anyway, look, on to the PC upgrade market. I mean, PCs were once a great thing. Everyone had them. Not anymore so much. People tend to have iPads and laptops and phones, I suppose. Sales of personal computers have stagnated in recent years, haven't they?
Yes, they have. I mean, we sort of lived through a golden era from the launch of the IBM PC in the early 80s. There was this amazing period when Gordon Moore, who worked for Intel, it was called Moore's Law, and it played out with incredible consistency. Moore observed that the number of components on an integrated circuit chip was doubling every 18 months. Now, the effect of this was that almost every year, computers got twice as fast, and if anything, the cost came down. So in tandem with these improvements in hardware, the software also got better. We went from CPM to MS-DOS to Windows 3, and often after that, a new version of Windows would be bundled with a new computer. Mm. And the old ones wouldn't run, you know, the new version of Windows. So businesses were used to replacing their computers every 2 years or so. That replacement game, as you said, has slowed in recent years. Enterprise spending on devices plateaued about a decade ago. Many users are happy with older versions of Windows and might actually be annoyed by the changes in the newer versions of Windows, such as Windows 11. In a sense, also, the operating system you're using on your computer is less important now because so much of what we do is on the web. We're using a web browser and, of course, in our phones. We're using phones for a lot of the day-to-day kind of messaging and basic computing. But artificial intelligence is changing many things. It's still too early to see all of the ways it's going to change our work and lives. But it looks like CPUs are getting AI co-processors. It's a bit like in the early days, you could buy a maths coprocessor, and later you could buy a graphics coprocessor. So the new thing is AI coprocessors, and that means that you'll be able to run AI models locally. So I guess, why would you want to do that? I mean, at the moment, they all run in the cloud and require huge computers. There's a couple of reasons. I think it might make them more responsive, so they'll answer more quickly. There won't be sort of that lag that you get now if you're using ChatGPT. But also, it could be important for our privacy, because the kinds of things we're seeing AI do is they watch everything we do, everything we type, and they sit there and offer to help. That means that everything we do and everything we type is being sent off to someone's cloud server. And of course, that's alarm bells for corporates that want to keep things private.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or any individuals. So AI PCs will apparently be a bit more expensive. Dell says one of their laptops with AI features will be $1,400 compared to $1,100, for example. So it'll be a sort of a premium feature. There was a bit of a peak in computer purchases during the COVID pandemic when people were buying computers to work from home. But Philip, I think that PC makers are really hoping that the next wave will be driven by AI.
You say Moore's Law is coming to an end. In other words, PCs aren't really getting that much faster.
Well, they're not going faster. They used to sort of double in clock speed every year. What's happening now is we're getting more cores, which means that computers are good at running things in parallel. Hmm. And actually, it turns out that running machine learning models is a good thing for running in parallel. And that's one of the things that graphics processors are good at.
Sure.
So, yeah, while Moore's Law might be coming to an end, still the computers are getting more and more, you know, billions of transistors on them. But, yeah, that old reason that the new computer is so much faster than last year, that's kind of stopped.
Mm. Yes, the I do remember the first one I ever bought, which was an Apple computer.
Oh, yeah. Apple II?
A little tiny screen. It was about the size of a paperback book. No, it wasn't even as big as that.
Right, yeah, yeah. Isn't it amazing the small computers we used to run? I mean, it's just, yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. All right. Now, on to Windows and Microsoft. What are they up to? People aren't happy with some of the tactics Microsoft is using around Windows 11.
Yeah, if you've run Windows 10 over recent years, you'll either have been tricked into upgrading to Windows 11, sometimes just goes off and does it, or you'll be regularly harassed saying that your computer is not up to date enough to run it. So Windows 11 is rolling out many AI features this year under the Copilot brand, and this is expected to generate recurring revenue for Microsoft in the years ahead. So in a world where hardware gets cheaper, recurring services revenue is really what technology companies are focused on. So it's probably a part of the push to sign people up to cloud services. They want you to log in. They've long made it difficult to set up a computer without logging in. When I've done it recently, it's quite a puzzle. You get a full screen dialogue which only has choices of sign in now or sign in later. And it's quite difficult to find the skip option. And even that option is going away in Windows 10, apparently. Elon Musk complained on Twitter, or X, a few days ago, saying that he wasn't able to use a local account anymore and thought that was a bad thing. So one reason why users might be hesitating to upgrade to Windows 11 is it does have a reputation for poor performance. An ex-Microsoft engineer, Andy Young, recently posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, that even with his $1,600 Core i9 CPU and 128 gigabytes of RAM, the Windows Start menu's performance was, quote, comically bad. He posted a video where he opens up the menu, tries to do a search, but it's so slow he thinks it's not working at all. He later did follow up to say that he loves Windows, which, of course, he helped to build, but he wishes it was as good as it once was. Microsoft has struggled in recent years to get people to upgrade. People tend to hold back these days, certainly compared to Apple, where many people will be on the latest operating system. What's amazing to me is that the StatCounter site reports that last month, Windows 11's market share fell, would you believe, while Windows 10 rose. So people must have hung on to their old Windows 10 installs. Windows 10 support ends on October 14, 2025. And after that, corporate customers who want support will have to pay a lot if they want extended security updates. The price of that support will start at $61 US for the first year per device, and it will double every year after that. So you get the message. In other news, Microsoft is about to launch new ARM-based hardware. Now, ARM is the architecture of the CPUs in our phones, tablets, and Apple computers. Microsoft seems confident that Windows on ARM, and they have had Windows on ARM in the past, but it didn't really work that well. They think it can compete with Apple's latest computers, which at the moment leave them pretty much behind, particularly in the laptop category where battery life is really crucial. Their in-house Surface brand recently rolled out some new Intel-based devices, but as my friend John Davidson at the Financial Review commented, it was weird because they didn't distribute review units. So it seems like they're keeping their powder dry for the ARM machines. The ARM versions based on new chips from Qualcomm will be launched at an AI event on the 20th of May. We'll report on that at the time. It seems that Microsoft is sort of holding off for that big launch. So look, if you're in the market for a new Windows PC, I would hold off until the end of next month to see what's announced. And if your PC is getting slow, consider installing Linux, which is really fantastic these days. And if your disk is large enough, you can even install it next to Windows and switch between the two.
Okay, there you go. Facebook is launching an AI tool for all as well.
Yeah, so far AI large language models have been taken up enthusiastic by writers and students, but now it seems Meta is rolling it out to their properties, including Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp. If you tap the search button in the Facebook app, for example, you're likely to see a new search field with a spacey animated circle with the prompt, "Ask Meta AI anything," which is a pretty big offer. For many people, this will be the first time they've interacted with an AI bot. So it's really, you know, it's going to get out to that billion plus users that they have. I think it's strange because I don't perceive that Facebook and Instagram users have been clamoring for an AI chatbot, but they're going to get one anyway. Mm. So why add it is the question. Perhaps they want to give people another reason to come back to the apps. Look, they might have gone off to Google to look for something. So if you can do that by asking questions inside the app, you won't have to leave anymore. I think that they are trying to, you know, take over where the search engine. This is kind of the modern search engine. They say that the questions you ask will be kept, but anonymously, but I'm sure they're going to benefit. I mean, the knowledge that Google gets by being able to see all of the things the whole world is searching for is just is gold for them, for their advertising. Yeah. And of course, Facebook will start to get that stuff because people will be asking Meta AI those questions. Anyway, give it a go. It's being rolled out slowly. I've got it. You may not have it yet. If you want to give it a try without using the app, there's a website, meta.ai, where you can try it right there.
AI might solve those annoying YouTube explainer videos as well.
Yeah. Do you, presumably, I guess, because Alphabet is the parent company of both Google and YouTube, if you do a search on Google, the search results often tend to give you a YouTube video with the answer. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes a video explanation is the best way to get information. You know, the procedural things like changing...
how to tie a knot, for example.
Exactly, yeah. Physical things where you need to see it and follow the steps. So, you know, changing a washer or a flat tire. But other things like maybe fixing something on the computer or a recipe, you probably just want to have the steps listed. So I think it's partly because of the way the videos are monetized in proportion with how long people watch. YouTube creators seem to string out the explanation and try to get you to watch all the way to the end.
As many ads as possible. That's right.
Exactly, yeah. Then there's all the clickbait titles, and they also seem to, it's very often they infer that you'll be surprised by what they have to say, which is just pure clickbait. The other thing that annoys me is, you know, they're always going, oh, don't forget to subscribe, and don't forget to ring the bell, and don't forget to comment, and it's all of this sort of stuff is trying to, I don't know, boost their revenue. Mm. Anyway, good news, Phil. There's a site that uses AI to watch the video so you don't have to. It extracts the given steps and makes a list for you. The site is stepify.tech, stepify.tech. And from what I've seen, it does a very good job. They've got a bunch of videos already done, and you can add a video URL and it will summarize it into steps. I think that YouTube should do this itself, but of course they're not motivated to do that. So no. Stepify.tech.
Very good. Just finally, we spoke last time about Karl Kruselnitsky and the fake ads that are being broadcast on Facebook. the complaints have been made because Karl Krasilnitsky, for example, never gave his permission for any of this.
No.
Has Facebook acted to resolve the problem or not?
Well, look, I'm still seeing a few ads, but not as many. There's a great story on the ABC News site in the science section by James Purtell, who talks about all of this. But it has also got to the ACCC. The ACCC, because the thing that Carl's being pretending to be sold, you know, his face is being used to sell, is a pill that's supposed to lower cholesterol. The ACCC has referred it to the Therapeutic Goods Authority, TGA, so they're both aware. So hopefully there'll be some government action on it. There's another evil Facebook scam running rampant at the moment, which is account cloning. That's where a scammer makes a copy of your account, taking your name and picture, and then they copy your follower list. And so if you're getting messages from friends saying, hey, I've changed my account, be very wary. So look, I mean, Facebook has been very good, I think, with that terrorist video, but in other areas they could still do better. There's a renewed focus. We know that both the Prime Minister and the opposition leader seem to be unified on the need to rein in these platforms. Look, exactly. If you see scam ads, report them.
Indeed. Peter, always great to talk. Thank you.
You too, Phil. See ya.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.